The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Privileged, honored, and delighted to welcome back to the show, I think the best economist in the United States, Stephen Moore. He is the co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity with the Heritage Foundation and blessedly has an op-ed in today's Wall Street Journal, Fewer Curses, Costlier Energy. Steve, welcome back to the airwaves of Phoenix.
Yes, Seth, great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. We're talking about the Inflation Reduction Act. That's what you were writing about. I guess we're in this new world where we just name things for their opposite, right? Gender affirming means gender changing. Yeah. Inflation reduction.
Right.
Yeah, right. Inflation Reduction Act means more inflation. Is that how you'd read it?
Yeah. Well, just like transitory means permanent.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So, this is a horrific bill. It was a dark, dark day for the United States Senate. Don't forget that your two senators in Arizona provided the, could have stopped this bill if either one of them had voted against it.
Yep.
And they both provided the tie-breaking vote to pass this. I hope all the voters in Arizona remember that when Mark Keller pretends like he's some kind of moderate. Lot to say about this, but I want to just start by saying this. We spent $1.9 trillion when Biden came in on his blue state bailout bill. Remember that one?
Yep.
And we spent $1.1 trillion on that fraudulent infrastructure bill, which was really just the green energy bill, the Green New Deal. Then we spent this year, with the help of some Republicans, a $200 billion bailout for the microchip industry.
Mm-hmm.
It also gave $25 billion more for the Energy Department. This bill is $700 billion. Now, I know you're probably adding these up, Steph, as I speak.
Yes, I'm writing it down.
If you add all those numbers up, we're almost to $4 trillion of spending in 18 months.
Wow.
Joe Biden is the most financially reckless president in the history of the United States. No president has run up the debt, run up our deficit, run up the inflation rate, and run up red ink faster than Joe Biden has. And by the way, here in Washington, he's seen as a hero because, oh, my gosh, he's done so much for our country. Yeah. If you consider a $4 trillion national debt add, you think that's a positive thing, then you probably love Joe Biden.
Wow. Wow. All right. There's a lot to unpack in this specific piece of legislation. You do a great job of it in your Wall Street Journal piece. I want to commend it to people. But let's start or at least let's now move to the part about how we are now misallocating federal resources. You're
yes,
right. This is
right.
The greatest misallocation of federal resources in American
yes.
history. Let's start with that.
So it's a very simple story. So what this bill does, because, it has so many moving parts to
yep.
it, but the main component of the bill to just synthesize this is it takes about $300 billion from our pharmaceutical industry, the same industry that gave us Operation Warp Speed, the vaccine for the virus that saved millions of lives around the world, the same vaccine that's working for trying to win the race for against cancer and heart disease and multiple sclerosis and Alzheimer's and so on. And we're taking that $300 billion from one of our most productive industries, okay, and we're giving that $300 billion to arguably our least efficient industry,
yeah.
which is the wind and solar industry, which produce almost very tiny amount of energy for the United States. Do you know what percentage of our energy, all of our energy comes from wind and solar power today?
Well, I got it in your op-ed. I didn't realize it was that low. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 6 or 7%,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
So that's tiny. I mean, it's a fringe form of energy. And I want to make people understand this. And I know you're in Phoenix, where actually you can get a lot of energy from solar power in Phoenix because you've got a lot of sunshine. I'm from Chicago, Seth. You can't get a lot, get a lot of
I'll give you our sun
power.
If you give us your winter. Okay. Right.
Yeah. And so anyway, the idea that somehow we're gonna provide enough power for a $22 trillion industrial economy that produces manufactured goods, that produces, construction projects, that produces cars, steel, our energy-intensive high-tech industry. Does anybody in the right mind think we're going to be able to power that kind of economy with green energy. It is impossible. In fact, if you wanted to figure out, hey, what's a good way to paralyze the American economy? Defunding all of our main source of energy, which are nuclear, coal, oil, and gas, and shifting it over to something that's not scalable, like wind and solar power, would have a would do the trick. This is a very sinister development, and I'm very worried about. And by the way, I'm sorry, I'm rambling on here.
No, you're not. You're fine. You're fine.
The two most important who do you think? I'm going to ask you a quiz question. Which two countries do you think are the big winners in this bill?
I'm going to guess China, and I'm going to guess Russia. Can I tease the audience with
ding,
a commercial?
Ding, 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 ding. You got it.
I got an A from Steve Moore. Let me take a quick commercial break. A quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll pick up on that. But let the record reflect. I got an A plus, a 4.5 GPA from Steve Moore. Professor Moore will be right back with us. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Steve Moore is our guest. He has a great op-ed in the Wall Street Journal, co-founder of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, right before the break, we were making the point that this nearly trillion-dollar bill is going to make life harder and more difficult for Americans, but it's going to help in wealth in Russia and China. Is that what we said?
Well, you got that exactly right. And think about this. I mean, those are the two villain countries in the world right now. They are two primary adversaries. It would be like funding the Soviet Union during the Cold War.
Yeah.
And so now people are wondering, well, how does Russia benefit? I think that's pretty clear how Putin benefits. He wants to take over the oil and gas industry, right? And he's had a hard time over the last 10 years, about 5 years, because, Donald Trump, and I was with him on the energy policy stuff, we built up American energy,
our
oil production in Texas, in North Dakota, in Alaska, in Oklahoma, in Pennsylvania, in West Virginia. We produced so much energy that the price fell, and we became an exporter, not an importer.
That's right.
And so that just defunded the Russian machine there. Now we're doing the opposite, and Russia's getting rich off of this. Now then, who do you think is which country do you think is the country that's producing the most coal? China is.
Yep.
So what's happening is, as we shut down our coal plants in the United States, in West Virginia and Wyoming and Pennsylvania and Ohio, guess what? China is building like three or four new plants for every time we shut one down.
Sure.
I guarantee your listeners, Seth, that President Xi doesn't care one whit about climate change.
Yeah, right,
that is the
right,
last thing right, on his agenda.
Right.
He wants to take over the world,
yeah,
and we are playing into his hands because, folks, the country that has energy dominance has a huge geopolitical advantage. We should not do this. We have to use all the energy resources we have.
It's a huge national security problem, too. I don't know if you know Brandon
Weicker. You better believe it.
I was talking to him earlier. He said, I was reminding him, he was reminding the audience, when we talk about, the great engine, of democracy, the great arsenal of democracy, that was because we had energy, literally using energy to make tanks, to make automobiles, to make armaments. We can't do it.
Well, I want to make another point here that, you'll go back 100 years when Henry Ford first started making cars, when Standard Oil started, mass producing oil and gas, which really made the whole, industrial strength of America possible. They weren't getting subsidies from the United States government.
No.
Henry Ford didn't get subsidies, or John D. Rockefeller didn't get subsidies. Why do we have to provide? This is the fourth straight bill that gives tens and tens, in this case, hundreds of billions of dollars to the green. If this is so wonderful, if this is the energy of the future, why do they need $500 billion?
Great point. Do me one other thing while I have you, Steve, just for the back of the hand in the audience's walk away from our interview. We're talking about, while Joe Biden is guaranteeing that there will not be a middle class tax hike in here, we're looking at this and saying that can't possibly be true.
Well, I mean, they had an amendment yesterday in that Senate vote. One of them, I forget the senator, the Republican senator who, authored that amendment and basically said nobody who makes less than $400,000 should be audited, right? Because we're not going to raise taxes on anybody who makes less than $400,000, according to Biden. How many times has he said that?
Yeah.
And that bill, that amendment went down on a straight party line vote. Again, every Democrat in the Senate voted against that. And they're coming. Look, folks, they're not going to. Do you think they're going to get more money out of Bill Gates or Warren Buffett or Zuckerberg or these, you know, billionaires or Elon Musk? No way. They have armies and armies of tax accountants and lawyers. The people they're coming after are people who make between, say, $75,000 and $300,000 in that range, and the small businessmen and women who can't fight back against the IRS. And that's what's so sinister about 80,000 new IRS agents. You could fill up Yankee Stadium. What's your stadium there in Arizona? Where do the Cardinals play? Stadium.
I just know it as the Cardinals Stadium. It seems to change every couple of years. So
yeah,
I just
how many people does that seat? I bet that seats probably 75,000, 80,000 people.
Yeah.
So I want people to envision that whole football stadium filled with new IRS agents.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I do have a role for them. I mean, if there's that many people who are willing to sign up, I think it's now State Farm, by the way. But you know, if we have that many people that want to work for the government, let's put them on our border. Let's put them on our border and see.
You know that I wrote a column on that. And I said, look at them. We need about 5,000 to 10,000 more people at the border to secure a border.
Yep.
And did you see the article, the news story about 3 weeks ago that the Army is $25,000 to $40,000 short of recruits for our armed services?
Yep.
Wouldn't it be smarter to hire 10,000 more people at the border and 30,000 more people for our armed forces who keep us safe rather than 85,000 IRS agents? It shows how absolutely warped the Democrat Senate priorities are.
It really is a divorce from where the American people are. It really is out of touch, isn't it? I mean, you know, you can get mad at people or you can applaud them for supporting candidates that really are a little bit different because they're speaking to what the base cares about. But it turns out the base is the American people that are just finding their life getting awfully damn hard all of a sudden.
Well, the one piece of good news, because we are going to do everything we can to defeat this bill, and we're trying. Obviously, it's tough when other Democrats are, you know, marching lockstep with Biden on this. But I'll tell you this, that, you know, the American people, only I think 15% of Americans think this bill will reduce inflation.
Yeah.
Only 15%.
Yeah.
And they're right.
Yeah.
I mean, they're wrong. Those 15% are wrong.
Yeah.
The other 85%
are
right.
No, the wisdom of the American people on this one is not to be gainsaid. And what did Orwell say? We've reached a point where the task of the intelligent is now to restate common sense, restate the obvious.
Yeah. Well, you know, my great late friend, Herman Cain, who I loved, adored that man. His last book, you know what the title of his last book was?
Was it They Think You're Stupid, maybe?
They Think You're Stupid,
I have a thing for Herman Cain, too. Yeah, God love you. God love him. Yeah.
So, you know, he was right about that, wasn't he? They really do. These politicians really do think we're stupid.
Yeah.
And guess what? We're not.
Yeah. Well, the only real important victory is that I got A pluses from Professor Moore today on
there
every question.
I was surprised.
I am your best student.
I'm going to come back with a harder test
I sit in the front row and I annoy you, but I am your best student. All right, Steve Moore. God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Okay, you too, my friend.
Talk to you soon. I'm Seth Leibson. We'll be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.